Anthony Jonathan Satamills is inspecting progress of work on the Achimota-Shuhum stretch of road. The public has been complaining about the slow pace of work. The resident engineer on the Achimota-Ofanko road, Shelter Lochu, told President Mills that they are working hard to ensure that they finish the construction on time. He explains why there is constant traffic and a level of work done.
Currently, because of the construction, we have slowed down traffic to enable the construction to go on while traffic is also slowly moving. We have had a lot of a few complaints from the public as to the slow moving of traffic, but we want to assure Your Excellency and also the general public that once the construction of the footbridge, which is very important for this project, once completed, definitely traffic will be allowed to move freely as it is moving on other parts of the project. We give up to September, the middle of September, for this footbridge to be completed, and it will be used by the pedestrians. When all the roads, all the lanes are open to traffic, it becomes an expressway, and it is impossible for pedestrians to cross the 6 or 8 lanes. So it is therefore we think we should complete the footbridge before we can open all sections of the roads to the public.
Resident engineer on the Achimota-Ofanko road, Shelter Lochu. President Mills asked the public to bear with the contractors as they work to satisfy them. On the progress of work on the Taifa Bridge, Mr. Lochu said there is about 3% work left and promised that it will be completed within the next 2 months.
We have about 3% more to go. That will be done within the next 2.5 months. Where we are is the main carriageway. It's been completed to asphalt surfacing, the right main carriageway completed to asphalt surfacing, and road line markings completed. The same goes for the left main carriageway and also the service roads on both sides. The contractor has commenced the installation of street lights because we expect that the road should be illuminated at night, and therefore street lights is part of the project, and it's also going to be completed also in September. We have done the walkways and the bicycle lanes, but we are taking into consideration the design, the need of pedestrians. Not only the vehicles should have a place to pass, the pedestrians should also have a place to pass. So the walkways and bicycle lanes are also being paved. This is a modern infrastructure, and therefore we have provided footbridges. We have 4 footbridges across several locations of the project. The first one is the ABC footbridge. We have taken into consideration where we have high population density in order to capture the people who are living along the road corridor so that the use of the footbridge will be optimal. And having said that, I hope you'll be very happy with what you see when we take you through the road.
The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, gave a background to the construction of the road.
This is a project which people least expected to have reached this stage. Last year, there were a lot of challenges on hand that the President threw the directive to the Minister of Finance to ring-fence an amount realized from the bonds for the financing of this project, the Gang of Six. This is the outcome of that ring-fencing of that amount, and I'm happy the President is on the road now. Hitherto, you would see traffic jams right from the Ofanko end to Achimota end here.
Our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, is with the team and now joins us on the line. Seth, where are you now?
Well, President Mills just returned to the castle. From the Taifa Bridge, President Mills continued the inspection of the Kumasi Highway and went to the Isawam bypass, and the good news is that the Isawam bypass has been completed. The only challenge facing the contractors is the escape route, that is from the bypass, then the road that will lead to the Isawam town itself. And the resident engineer, Apraku Ananiapia, said that, you know, what is delaying the project. Actually, yes, he said what is delaying the project is the compensation payment. And this, the Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, said government has made money available, and from tomorrow, the residents or those whose land or property have been affected by this particular project who start receiving the remaining of their compensation. And so from here, President Mills also continue to inspect the Kwapukrum Afrika section of the Kumasi Highway Dualization Project. Over here to the resident engineer, Joseph Omanimensa, told President Mills that 40% of the work had been completed and that at the moment they are laying asphalt from the Apija section of the road towards Kwapukrum, and this will be finished by September. Then they will transfer traffic on the Amutrabu road or the roof road as the motorists and pedestrians are using now onto the asphalted road, and then they will come back and complete the other portion of the road, and this, he said, will be completed next year.
So, Seth, in all, was the president pleased with the level of work done?
Yes, the president was very happy with the progress of work. If you could remember, and also in his briefing of the president, the minister, Joe Gidisu, said, last year the government raised more than 300 million Ghana cedis for some of these projects, which became known as the Gang of Four. And this Kwapukrum Apiga section, you know, was part of it. And President Mills was very happy and hoped that the work will be completed on time so that it will be smooth for motorists and pedestrians.
Thank you very much, Seth. Seth Aya is our presidential correspondent, briefing us on President Mills' inspection of progress of work done on the Achimota-Suhum stretch of road.